tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. The Tom Likas Show brought to you in part by College Loan Corporation. They can cut your monthly student loan payments by 50%. Just call them at 1-800, the number 2, college. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio. Well, you've heard this happening a lot lately. A lot. Songs that baby boomers like or remember fondly being used in TV commercials. Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Iggy Pop's Lust for Life. How many times has that shown up in a commercial? Yeah. Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. In those Cadillac commercials. This Cadillac is such a rock and roll brand. Actually, the people who like Led Zeppelin are now old enough to drive a Cadillac, I guess. And the other day in the Los Angeles Times, actually about 2 weeks ago, I read a story about The Doors, the band The Doors, as in Jim Morrison and The Doors. And there's a big battle going on among the surviving members of The Doors regarding, well, they have a lot of legal issues, apparently. Well, one of them is, apparently before Cadillac chose Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll for their TV campaigns, they actually were interested in songs by The Doors. And there is a sentiment by John Densmore of The Doors that this music is special, somehow almost sacred, and should not be used for commercial purposes to sell products. The amount of money we're talking about that was being bandied about for the use of this song, or these songs, had, if I recall, 7 zeros in it. In other words, over $10 million. And there are a lot of people who respond to ads like this when they hear songs they remember. In this case, classic rock songs or Motown songs or whatever from the past. But there's also a significant number of people who are really offended by the idea of using these songs, saying, oh my God, how corporate, how commercial. How wrong is this? Now, I might remind you, when a band signs with a record company, most of these are corporations. In fact, I'd go so far as to say the vast majority of them are corporations. So you have already sold your artistic work to a commercial entity merely by signing a record deal. One thing I found fascinating about somebody like Bob Dylan, who everybody took so seriously, in the 60s, you know, playing all those protest songs and whatever. Bob Dylan now admits that his background was a complete fabrication. He made up events in his life when he talked to reporters, made up people he knew, like supposedly these old-time blues guys that he knew who influenced him. They never existed. He tried to appear mysterious intentionally. He was evasive by design. He was just selling a product. And all those morons from the 60s who took Bob Dylan seriously, they were all being rooked, every one of them. Every one of them. Bob Dylan, a master marketer and manipulator, used everybody's fascination with mystery and celebrity and made himself into this enigma. But in reality, he was completely in control. All those times he appeared to be, like, out of it, he was as lucid as a person could be, and he was manipulating everybody. Now, this should have been obvious to people back in the 70s when Bob Dylan, the king of the war protest song and what have you, was buying a house out in Malibu and had all this money. I mean, he signed with Columbia Records, which is now defunct, but Columbia Records is now Sony, BMG, whatever. That was one of the biggest record companies of its day. And he made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, if somebody wanted to use Blowin' in the Wind by Bob Dylan in a commercial, what would be wrong with that? I've seen that Bob Dylan song, The Times They Are A-Changin'. I've seen that in commercials. Does that offend anybody? It's stupid. The music business is inherently commercial. Inherently commercial. Every band out there. For example, I was listening to XM Satellite Radio, which has an entire channel of what they call unsigned bands. Calling yourself an unsigned band is like calling yourself single. You know, if you're single, it's a vacuum that has to be filled, right? You have to be married. You're looking to get married. You're single now, but if you can do anything about it, you won't be single for long. And the same thing is true about the unsigned bands. Unsigned bands want to be signed. To what? To contracts. From who? Corporations. I don't care what band it is or how outrageous their name is or how rebellious they seem. I don't care if it's Rage Against the Machine back when they were making records or Nine Inch Nails or whoever. They're all looking to sign record contracts. They are looking for their music to be exploited. They are looking to go on tour and charge you $30, $40, $50, $125 to come see them. The idea that anybody in the music business would say, oh, that would be too commercial to use my music in commercials, outrageous. Stupid. Here's what John Densmore said about the Doors songs. He said, people lost their virginity to this music, got high for the first time to this music. I've had people say kids died in Vietnam listening to this music. Other people say they know someone who didn't commit suicide because of this music. On stage, when we played these songs, they felt mysterious and magic. That's not for rent. Well, John, and I've met John Densmore, by the way. John, I have to say this. There's one other thing that was done with the music. It was sold to Elektra Records. You and the other members of your band signed a contract. You sold millions and millions of records, and big royalty checks came to your home address. Now, you were not giving that music away. When somebody died in Vietnam listening to that music, he bought the record. When somebody smoked pot for the first time listening to that record, it was after he spent last week's allowance buying the record. The money went to you. How can you get this idea that you created this art for money? You got money. You made, presumably, a decent living. And then suddenly say, oh, this would be wrong. Now, Ray Manzarek, also of the Doors. These guys were in their 60s, by the way. Ray Manzarek said, John is going to get about $1 million for doing nothing. He gets an equal share as us, and we were out there working. A free $1 million, that's a gig I'd like. That was for using the name The Doors, I imagine. The Doors are all fighting with each other. The surviving Doors are fighting about commercialism. And the whole thing is stupid. Bands are commercial entities. That's what they are. And by the way, speaking of the Doors, how commercial were the Doors? Ever hear the song Touch Me by the Doors? Ever listen to, like, the whole song? Right up to the end? Here's a trivia question for you. What are the last three words of the song Touch Me by the Doors? Last three words. We'll get into that later if somebody knows. But are you offended by the idea that they take songs that were popular in the 60s or 70s, 80s, whatever, and they turn them into TV commercials? For Cadillac or AmeriQuest Mortgage or Volkswagen or whatever. Are you offended by that? Do you believe these songs are sacred? I mean, should they not take the Beatles' entire catalog or the Rolling Stones and just make them into commercials? Because it would be wrong. Because it would be selling out, man. Selling out to the man. You got a problem with that?
Tom. 1-800-5800-TOM.
I've always told myself, don't call Tom and disagree with him. You're going to lose. But here I am.
The Tom Likas Show.
Tom, that's our telephone number. Let's say hello to Roland on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
Hi, Roland.
Hey, the last three words of that song are stronger than dirt. Strong. From Ajax Laundry to Dirt Detergent commercial.
That's exactly right. So isn't it amazing that anybody from the Doors would consider a problem with commercialism?
I don't think so. You know, they say Jim liked the riff. That's why it was in there.
Well, that's fine. He didn't have to include the actual words.
No, he didn't.
I mean, that was... And by the way, nowadays, in the world of hip-hop and references to companies, Jim would probably get paid for that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
They'd probably, you know, they'd like product placement. They'd probably do a deal.
There you go.
There you go.
That's all I got for you, Tom.
Thank you, Roland. That's right. Stronger Than Dirt. From a 1960s TV commercial for a now-defunct product called Ajax Laundry Detergent. It's a jingle with a white knight coming in and making clothes white. If you can imagine that. Steve on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Love your show. I wanted to disagree with you about what you were saying and agree with John Densmore's point about not using the song for mass commercialism.
Why?
Because I think he feels the music is special and it would somehow, I don't know, lessen it if it was...
If it was that special, why didn't he just give it away?
I don't know. I can't speak...
Well, that's but that's my point. It's to me, it's hypocritical to sign a multi... In the 60s, probably multi-hundred-thousand-dollar record contract, sell your music... To publishing rights, if they did, or selling the recordings, or licensing the recordings, whatever, taking in hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then to say, it would be wrong to commercialize this music.
Right.
You already did.
All their music has been mass-produced, and it's been, you know, all over the world, and but I don't think they put it out for the idea of selling cars or selling food or phones.
What's the difference?
That, I believe, is they put out the music as it is and let people decide what it, you know, how they like it, if they do, or whatever. But I don't think...
But what is the difference? I don't understand what the difference is.
In order to sell another product.
What do you care? I mean, the fact... We're not talking about classical music. We're not talking... This was pop music of the 60s, okay?
Agreed.
That's what it is. It's no more important than that. It was played on top 40 radio stations.
I think I can't speak for Mr. Densmore, but I have met him, by the way.
So have I.
Nice guy. I've delivered his mail on occasion.
Uh-huh.
And nice guy.
I found him to be a very nice guy. In fact, he was on my show maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't speak for him, but I think he feels that...
I'd love to have him come in here and explain this, because I don't get it.
Maybe he would. I don't know.
I'm going to try. I'm going to search him out and get him on.
Yeah, apparently a few people have reached him, and I guess either agreed or disagreed with his viewpoint and let him know. But I just want to say I agree with them that he feels it's special, and because the Doors have this, I think, agreement that it's unanimous decisions, that he can stand up and say, no, I don't wish this music to be used in a commercial for whatever product. And
well, he has the right to say that, but yeah. But the logic doesn't work for me.
Well, that'd be a great subject for you to talk to him about.
No doubt it would. Thank you. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Dave on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, man?
I'm okay, Dave.
Hey, I have to say I have to disagree with you. I hate to do that. I agree with you on so many things, but this one I don't quite get your drift. I think you're kind of missing the point a little bit.
What is the point?
Well, the point is that people have rights. You have a right to your property. You have a right to your house.
No one is saying that John Densmore doesn't have the right to say no.
No, I'm saying that when...
I get that.
Licenses a record company to promote his songs, he's giving them an express right, and when they use it for something else, it's not part of the rights that they're granted in the contract.
Again, no one is questioning whether John Densmore has the right to say no to Cadillac. He does have the right.
Okay.
The logic doesn't make any sense.
Well,
because this music has already been exploited for commercial purposes by the Doors.
Yeah, but doesn't mean...
And by Elektra Records.
Anything. Like, it could be connected to a dictator trying to overthrow a country. I mean, you could take it to an extreme...
Again,
like
now, if John Densmore said, I don't want this being used for Viagra, but maybe other products would be okay. But the idea of flatly turning down any offers, he has the right to do it, but the logic isn't there.
Oh, he said any offers?
Cadillac offered $15 million to use the song Break On Through. $15 million.
Right.
That's probably more than the Doors made in their whole career.
It could be, but he...
So what would be wrong with that?
Well, it's his decision.
No. I know it's his decision. No one is... See, again, you keep saying, it's his right, it's his... I know that. That's not what we're talking about. Not to be discussed. I will concede. He has the right to say no.
Okay.
His reasoning doesn't make sense.
His feelings on Cadillacs or what? Or on
he didn't express any feelings about Cadillacs. He simply doesn't want the music licensed for commercial campaigns.
But I think the concept is an unexpected consequence of an original licensing of a product. Will you license a song to let the people hear what you wanted to say? In the future, if people want to do 25 different things...
Oh, come on. What was Break On Through saying? Tell us.
Well... Get a new Cadillac, I guess.
No. What was it? What was that song saying? Really, think about it. It was a 5-minute or a 4.5-minute song. That's it. What did it actually say? Did it have some political meaning? Did it have some deep meaning? It was just a song.
I'm not seeing exactly what your.
I'm saying if you already are a corporate rocker, you have sold your music and the rights to every song you've ever recorded to a record company. How is using the music in a commercial, again, with your permission and paying you for the rights, how is that any different from selling it to a record company?
Well, obviously, the whole laws of the land don't agree with that. If there's a needed extra permission for a song, it's obviously in the copyright law. And the
again, no what you don't understand me. I have never said that John Densmore doesn't have the right to do this. Ever.
You're just saying he shouldn't.
I'm saying, why say no?
Well, he doesn't like Cadillacs.
He didn't say that.
What did he say?
He flatly doesn't want this music used for commercials.
Well, he wants it used for itself, which is it sounds like his concept is that he wants the songs to be by themselves, communicated as what they are, and connected to no other idea.
Listen to this quote. This is amazing. This is from the LA Times story. About this. Densmore relented once. Back in the 1970s, he agreed to let the song Riders on the Storm be used to sell Pirelli tires in a TV spot in England. When he saw it, he was sick. He said, I gave every cent to charity. Jim's ghost was in my ear, and I felt terrible. If I needed proof that it was the wrong thing to do, I got it.
Well, maybe he found that was a mistake, and he realized that his song...
But why would it be a mistake?
He didn't like it. He's the creator of the work of art.
Oh, you know what? They were all creators. And by the way, the other two, Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger, they do not agree.
Look, let's say you built a fence in your house. You sold your house, and 5 years later, somebody took this fence and started doing strange things with it and said, this is Tom Likas' fence, and went everywhere around the place saying, this is Tom Likas'.
If someone offered me $15 million to say Likas 101 in a commercial or to say dump that bitch, you write the check, I'll endorse it.
Well, what if they were smacking kids with it or something?
Again, I might decide that one particular product or one particular commercial wasn't appropriate. But right. I would never say, my work is sacrosanct.
Well, I guess he's...
God, I'm an artiste, God damn it. You can't use the things I created this material. It meant something to people. You can't use it in a commercial.
I guess ridiculous. It's a matter of degree. He thinks that any change of the song is unacceptable. You would agree that some changes are unacceptable.
We're not talking about changing the song.
Well, but when you connect it to something, you're giving it a different identity. Whatever you sing about, Riders on the Storm, whatever song they had, they don't want it connected to...
But we're not talking about serious art. We're talking about rock and roll, which was a commercial creation.
Oh,
it was created by record companies in the first place. This idea that this music is somehow that important or that deep or that meaningful. Please, Bob Dylan was a complete fraud, and he admits it.
Tom, have you ever written a song?
No.
Every song is like your baby, dude, and the last one is your favorite, yeah. And you take your
yeah. I'm sure the guy who wrote the song. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Well,
probably feels the same way.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. Rock and roll songs are nothing but jingles waiting to be poached on by advertisers. That's all they are is product.
Well, I think that writers, there's different kind of writers. Some are schmaltzy jingle writers. They don't care. They're whores. And others take themselves more seriously.
We're all whores. You don't understand. Everything we produce is to be sold. You know what? If he really felt that way, John Densmore should have told the other members of the Doors, we're just going to keep playing the Whiskey a Go-Go here. And we're not going to take any money for it because we just want people to hear the music.
Well, I think you should write a song.
That's really not much of a response.
Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
Why not just adopt?
Because we have the ability to have children.
Oh, so what? I have the ability to take a crap on your head. Does that mean I should come over and do it?
I would like, maybe you should try.
The Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Chad on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, son.
Who? Oh my! Who was a freaking idiot arguing with you a few minutes ago? I tell you what, Jim Morrison is rolling in his grave right now. If you could tell him somebody offered $15 million to play a song on a for Cadillac, no less, he would come back and haunt this guy.
I would be very, very surprised if he didn't. I mean, where do people get this idea that this music of the 60s and 70s is sacred? It's sacred.
First of all, Jim Morrison made music so that he could sell it. If he wanted it to be pure artwork, he would have kept it in his garage at home. He's going to haunt the grandchildren of the person who's saying, no, I don't want $15 million for this song to be played on Cadillac's commercial. What a freaking idiot.
Yeah. Outrageous.
I say, you know what? That guy was arguing with you a few minutes ago, that young buck, whoever he was. You need to take him out to the woodshed, Dad, and teach him a lesson.
By the way, they ended up using the Led Zeppelin song Rock and Roll. But did you ever notice the copy in the commercial says Break On Through, but they don't have the song. They offered the money to the Doors, and when they turned it down, they took the Led Zeppelin song. They still use the words Break On Through in the commercial. So they used the Led Zeppelin song, and presumably Robert Plant and those guys, they got the money, and then they used the phrase from Jim Morrison, so people who aren't paying attention probably thought it was the Doors. They weren't even paying attention, because the phrase Break On Through is the Doors. And by the way, I don't think Cadillac paid one penny to say that.
Well, you know what? You can't copyright a simple phrase, and I tell you what.
The phrase Break On Through is not in the Led Zeppelin song Rock and Roll. It's not.
You need to run for president, Tom. No, I can't cuss, but if I could, because I don't want to disrespect your show, but I'd be saying a whole lot of things about people right now that You know, tell him for president.
Thank you for that, Chad. This is Mike on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm okay, Mike.
You know, what I wanted to say was that, you know, I'm a huge Doors fan, but I can't keep up with the number of box sets those guys come out with. So I think Densmore is an idiot, you know. They're making so much money off those box sets. It's ridiculous. You know, they're totally pumping them out, you know, and, you know, I can't keep up with them, you know.
Yeah, didn't they release, like, an unreleased album after Morrison was dead? Didn't they then release an album without Morrison? Then they, come on.
Yeah, and you got to keep in mind, too, that, you know, there a lot of those songs that Doors made, you know, that the company made them put together, they weren't even songs that Morrison wrote or even wanted to do.
Right.
You know, they're to sell the records. They're something that's radio-friendly, you know. So, you know, I just think it's a big joke.
By the way, you know what Jim Morrison did before he was the lead singer of The Doors?
Sat on a beach?
No. This is true. In Houston, he was a radio disc jockey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is sacred. This is sacrosanct. This is art, for God's sake.
All right, Tom. Take me out, man.
Here you go, Mike. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. David on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm okay, David.
All right. Well, I just want to say that I think pretty much it's a hypocritical statement because anytime you sign a record contract, you're trying to get your songs played on the radio.
Yes.
And the radio is doing nothing but selling advertisements for all sorts of products.
Correct.
So if you're agreeing to have your song played, you're not only selling out, but you don't even know what you're selling out to. At least this way you have some sort of say in it.
Yeah. You never know what back hair removal doctor is advertising before your song or, a booze or whatever. You know, I don't know what bands would object to, but, you know, any commercial on the radio might run adjacent to your song, and you're getting a royalty from ASCAP or BMI for the song playing on the radio.
That's right. You want to do something good, take the money, give it to charity.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them are doing that. Probably none.
Nope. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
David,
take me out old school.
Here you go. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. This is Steve on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm okay, Steve.
Hey, I think it's all, he's just spiting Manzarek and Krieger. That's all it is. Because they wouldn't let him go on tour last time. I think it's just, he's a spite, you know.
So you think this is all a ruse? You don't think this is the real reason?
No way.
Yeah.
No way. You know, anybody, this is all publicity. That's all it is. It's just a stunt. You know? I know.
Andrew's listening online from Phoenix on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Andrew.
I think you're being a little bit too easy on these reprobates, Tom.
Do tell. All
these people. I think that, you know, you look even in the radio business here, you have people like that right-wing wacko, Rush Limbaugh, whose theme song was written by a bunch of socialists. They can't stop him. He pays the fees. You know, you go to stadiums, they pay fees. If you pay the fee, no, who cares? I mean, you put the music out.
Well, it depends on what deal you have when you publish your music. I mean, certain bands retain the rights to all their songs. Certain bands need the money early on, and they sign away their rights or a portion of their rights. As you probably know, Paul McCartney does not own the copyrights to many of the songs he wrote with John Lennon. Michael Jackson owns those.
Correct.
So it really depends on, I mean, you don't have to sell the rights to your songs, but there are artists who do.
Well, I just think that, in general, the people, it's a money business, Tom. Like anything else, the people should quit whining, take their money, and be happy with it.
I agree with you on that, Andrew. I mean, let's face it. Record companies are corporations. I love these people who talk about the days when rock turned corporate. Remember when rock turned corporate? What are you talking about? Kidding me? 1-800-5800-TOM. It's CJ on the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Rock's been corporate since Ray Charles. But so anyway, there's three answers to all this, and it's a historical thing that you're pressing upon. Why all the scuttlebutt about licensing? It's been a long time pressing thing, and I'm a marketing guy, long-time listener, by the way.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to say is that there's three answers to all this. and it is, Pop Will Eat Itself, Apple, and Saying No. And Pop Will Eat Itself means all this stuff is going to run its course, and when you put Led Zeppelin on a Cadillac ad, you kind of put a nice little tombstone on that song. Whether Ray Manzarek got $15 million for it or not or whatever, once I see that, when I listen to my Led Zeppelin records, I can't listen to that song.
Yeah, but do you understand there are many people, I would imagine they are younger than you, who never heard that song before.
No, that's cool.
Now will want to hear it because they heard it in a commercial.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but let me tell you something about the young people, and this is where some people, this is the second thing, which is Apple. The reason why some of these musicians don't want, and are, like Bob Dylan saying that everything he did was hype, it immediately brings up the question, all those people that followed him for all those years are going to go, that's all a lie. And then there's going to be this, is Bob Dylan telling the truth or isn't he? And then there's going to be more hype around it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if he says it's a con, people aren't going to believe it. And then
I totally agree. My experience seeing Bob Dylan being interviewed by Ed Bradley on 60 Minutes and reading some interviews with him subsequent to that, promoting his documentary and a book he's putting out, I guess, or has put out, is that the guy is probably the biggest marketer and manipulator that ever came down the pike. Brilliant in that regard.
And to have that brilliant mind, you've got to be a little mysterious. So whatever. The bottom line is, this is what I wanted to say that everybody's missing. When you go onto iTunes and you go onto stuff nowadays, it flattens out the whole music industry, which is why everybody is having problems. It's why everybody is having problems.
Everybody's not having problems. Well, people are putting out music people want to hear. They're all making fortunes.
Tom Likas. Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-866.
Even though you've got many issues with me, you continue to listen.
Isn't that sick?
Yes.
It's like bottleneckers on the freeway. What's going on with my stupid waste of time?
It's rubberneckers.
Whatever.
The Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Robert on the Tom Likas Show.
What's up, Tommy?
Not much, Robert.
Tom. I got to get to the point real fast, all right, about this. I agree with a lot of stuff that you say, but on this one, I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Why?
As a aspiring future singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, the music that is being exploited, I know you said, and I know you mentioned about that, why is the music from the 60s and the 70s so sacred? Just take a look around now. Look at the crap music that's around now, okay? There is just no talent. Everything is all...
That's not even true. That is not even true. That is ridiculous.
And, you know, for them, I agree with John Densmore, you know, because I don't think the Doors should be selling. I mean, I couldn't believe that Led Zeppelin sold out like that to Cadillac.
Why not?
You know, well, because, I mean, the music that was written... Okay, it was written for a significance. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was written to make money. In fact, what are you aspiring to?
Well, I want to make some classical rock music also.
Well, what are you aspiring to?
Well, you know,
you can make any music you want right now, right? I mean, go ahead and make music. Who's stopping you?
But I don't want my music to be used for a stupid commercial.
Well, pal, what are you aspiring to? Answer the question.
Okay, well, I want to sell the music.
You want to sell it.
Huh?
You want to sell it. That means you're aspiring to sign a contract with a major corporation.
Correct.
That's what you're aspiring to.
Okay. But
so how can you say you have these lofty ideals? Why do you want to sell out? If your music is such art that can't be desecrated, why don't you simply give it away? Or play on street corners? Or just play at bars?
Okay, there's a big difference between selling your music to a record company.
What's the difference?
And then selling it to, you know...
What is the difference?
There is a big difference.
What is it?
Because what happens if I don't like driving Cadillacs?
What's that?
What happens if I don't like driving Cadillacs or
John Densmore didn't say, I object to Cadillac, but it would be okay for Lexus.
Okay.
He didn't say that.
All right.
He doesn't want being sold, period. Even if there are products he uses every day, he doesn't want it sold.
Well, that's his right, and I think...
No one said it's not his right. Do you think it's smart?
What?
Do you think it's smart?
Do I think it's smart? Yes, because
you do.
Know, if, well, it depends on how you look at it, because obviously, you know, you're looking at it from a businessman point of view, where you want...
It's a business.
Of course it's a business.
And it is what John Densmore did for a living.
I agree.
It's a business. That is what it is. Stop pretending it's anything more than a business.
Correct, and I agree. You know, the whole music industry is a business, but what I'm saying is...
And so is making music to be sold, like when you're aspiring. You're aspiring to make money making music, and you're aspiring to get a corporation to write you a big, fat check. That's what you're aspiring to. You have no lofty ideals. You're a prostitute like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, we all are. We all are prostitutes.
That's my point. So really, does it matter whether you sell your music to a record company or to an ad agency? What's the difference?
Well, I different points of view, but again...
Different points of view is not a response, but thank you for that. Our email address is my name. It's tom@blowmeuptom.com. You got that? tom@blowmeuptom.com. We have redesigned our website, so you must check it out. Go to blowmeuptom.com. blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show.